filthy living. You see, in addition to being pretty terrible people in general, the Midnighters were also remarkably bad roommates. They drove out the House of Jerks' butlers and domestic staff with their regressive attitudes towards hygiene and cleanliness, and their quite aggressive policies on sex with maids. Through their debauchery, they made entire wings uninhabitable. Luckily, the house had more wings than a KFC, though a slightly less appetizing scent. But they were resilient. Their solution to the filth? Escapism. Through mindless shopping, copious drugs, inexcusable gluttony, and more drugs, though all signs pointed to disaster, the Midnighters carried on.